Okay, I just want to add one point to what we learned yesterday in the last halacha in Simin Gimel, that going between two women or two men, that's brought down that if a person needs to, if he has no choice, he needs to go between two women. So then there's the etzah to hold on to something. To hold on to a stick, to hold on to something. Some say to hold on to a dvar mitzvah, like to hold on to your tzitzis or your peis, and then go between. Or to hold on to your friend's hand, if you hold on to your friend's hand and walk in between. But if you hold on to something, then it helps. Okay, Simon Dalit. So we started yesterday learning Simon Dalit. We're holding in Sif Beis. We are holding with Sif Aleph, right? Okay. So in Sif Aleph it says over here that Hamashin Nekovav, someone holds back his Nekovim, or even Mishum Baal Teshaksu. The Lashon Pasig is Loi Teshaksu, not Baal Teshaksu, but we find this Lashon in many places in the Gemara, Baal Yirah, Baal Takif, that the Gemara instead of saying Loi says Baal. Stechem is Zaymer on that. Why switches? But the Gemara Makis tells us Hamashin Nekovav, or even Mishum Baal Teshaksu, and over there is Machlaikis Rishonim. If this is a drash gemura, and therefore it's a issa doi raisa, or it's only a smachta, and it's a issa drabanan. The pasuk about the shaks is coming to teach us not to eat shrotzim and shkotzim and things like that, but all the other limudim that the gemara makes from the pasuk about the shaks are drabanan. The achrav, the achrayim is that's drabanan. And but keep in mind, even though we're saying it's drabbanan, lemaisa it's a chomedika drabbanan, because whenever the Gemara gives a pasik, a smachta to the is a drabbanan, it has more chomer. Now, what's the nafkamina if it's daraisa drabbanan? So one nafkamina is b'makim kvoid bris. The Shmur says in Simet Tzadi Beis of Katan Zayin that if, let's say, he's teaching Torah to the rabbim, or he's dashening, and in the middle he feels he needs to use the bathroom. So I feel gedolim mutal lishayis atzmai about the shaksu who rak isur drabanan neikvad abri is nidche. So that's one example where because of kvad abri it will be pushed off. The mishbur and Simon Gimel speaks that also a case of a mashnikov of atshiyim tzemakim tznua. He's in a place. He's on the road. He's in a place where there's no makim tznua right now. So Mishum Kvayt Abriyas, he could push it off until he gets to a place where it's Mokim Tznua, that he'll be able to do it with Tznius. That's one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina that's brought down is that we'll learn later on more of these dinim if one checked himself before Tefillah, before he started davening, and he either went to the bathroom or he checked himself and he didn't need to use the bathroom. And now middle of Shmona Esri, he feels that he needs to go. So the halacha is that he should finish Shmona Esri and not be mafsik. Right? The Mishmur says, Shekoydim atfilah bodak atzma shloi yitzach nankov of klal, lakach av bishachach nesoira afilu ligdoilim eni rashi lafsik beemtze middle of Shmona Esri. Or pashta, however, it's pashta. Once he finishes Shmona Esrei, then he has to go out to the bathroom before he even says kedusha. But this idea that middle Shmona Esrei he won't have to be mafsik is pshat, because since it's a drabbanan, the whole is a drabbanan. The drabbanan said that the same drabbanan said that during Shmona Esrei we don't want you to be mafsik. One more point: the Eish Avrami Butchash in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. He brings down there that it's mutta if someone needs to go out to the bathroom. Says the issa to go in front of a mispalo. He says that in order not to be even about the shaksu, you'll let it go before a mispalim in front of someone who's down in Shmona Esri. Now, what's the gedit to Islam? At what point is it considered about the shaksu? Right? let's say he's not in the middle of Shmoneh, he's in the middle of learning. At what point does he have to stop learning in order to use the bathroom? Or he's in the middle of listening to Kriyas Megillah. So, or saying Hallel, or anything that you don't have to be mafsik, but at when reaches Baal Tishak, so then he has to be mafsik. So what? So Shulchan Aruch Rav is, and other Sfarim seem to be mavur that if he could hold himself back, like the Shir Parsa, which is 72 minutes, if he could hold himself back for 72 minutes, so then everyone agrees that that's not included in Lois Tishakso. There are those that hold, there's a Shir that holds, even if you can't hold yourself back for 72 minutes, but you can hold yourself back less than 72 minutes, also it's not included in Baal Tishakso. And sometimes people could, you could feel, as long as you could tell, you could tell sometimes. But what is mavur over there is that when you need, I think the lashon over there is, kozman sheni nitzuch lezeh harbe. As long as he doesn't need to go very badly, he's not going to be oif on Baal Tishakso. The idea over here is the hamash in the kavav, the lashon hamash means one who holds it back. The fees that the iser of Baal Tishakso is through a maisa, right? It says you oif on a lav, because when you're at a point where it would just come if you wouldn't do anything, you need to hold it in. And nitzuch lezeh harbe, you need to hold it in. That's when we say Yoivan Baal Tishakso. Lemaisa, this Indian over here already, the earlier Acharim point out that brings to a lot of, I guess nowadays we'll call it OCD. That do I need to, I don't need to, am I holding by, I'm not holding by it. The Nemuk Yair Chaim, which is one of the Munkat Shesvar, he goes on by Arichas about it. The Stipla also has letters about it. The Esh Avram. Many wrote on this Indian that a person has to be Masich Das from it. The problem is when a person's thinking about it too much, so then Daki feels, do I need to go? I don't need to go. And then the thinking about itself also makes him need to go. So, but when he's in Sikh Das for me, he could go for hours and not need to use the bathroom. So, okay. I guess we'll get back more to these din when we learn Hilchos Tefillah and Krishma, to when you need to be mafsik and things like that. Okay, so Sif Beis, it's Nua Bebeis Akise. Why is it called the Beis Akisei? Why is it called Beis Akisei? So Pashtus, one understands that there's a seat over there. But Bezman Chazal, there's no Kisei over there. There's no chair, there's no seat. Right? Maybe that Shirim had a built up like a Kisei. But by the Rav people, they sat on a stone. Right? They sat on a stone. So in the Sefer Mekor Chayim from the Chavos Yoyah, he writes that the Lashon Beis HaKiseh is not from the Lashon of a chair. Kiseh is from the Lashon of a covering. We find the Pasuk in Mishlei, and it's supposed to be Beis HaKeseh, with a segel under the Chaf and the Samach. Keseh, the Lashon of covering. Because there's a mitzvah that where a person is a tzrachav, he should cover it over. Cover it over. So it's a base of keseh, really. Okay. Agabarim yeitznu b'beis hakiseh. Meaning, the chiddush over here is that even though he's in the beis hakiseh, which the chayra one would think that this is a place where you don't need to have tznias, Teretz says there are dini tznias over here also. Don't be tznua. Don't uncover yourself more than what you need to. Like we quoted from Rav Moshe, this idea when we were reading the tshuva earlier, that a person should not uncover himself more than he needs to. V'leigala atzmai ad Sheyeshev, and he should not uncover himself until he's sitting. Vegam az yitzam zin shloy legalis rakma shemuchach loy legalis shloy tanif as big godav. So again, the idea over here is not to uncover yourself longer, more time, and more than you need to. Vizar b'zeh gam b'layla k'moy b'yayim. It's before over here, and from the Mishmur also, that's all the inyan of tznius. Right? The Mishmur says, v'hu adin shlo yakum kishum agula. That's him again. It's all in yoni tznius, this idea. The Ben Ish Chai speaks out first. He says, if you're worried, sheitanif begodav, that your clothing can get dirty, he says, imu beisa kisei mukav b'mechitzav, the del segura, if it's a beisa kisei where there's walls around it, like our beisa kiseis, and the door is closed, yesh makam lahakal b'din me'elu. And he writes that b'zman hazeh, that's where roi bat kiseis are, so you don't have to be makbe kol kach b'inyan agiloi. The reason why I'm mentioning this is because if you take a look at the halach, it talks about megala tefach, megala tefachayim, all different little pratim. But again, they have this idea that since our batik siyas are not open in an open field, it's closed in, and plus therefore there's already room to be more mekel. However, still a person should be tznua, and the idea is just to uncover what you need to. Rav Moshe in a tshuva chedi gimel simim mem zayin ois hey. Writes over there, he says, he speaks out, Uf Dvayim Yesh Dine Hanhogas Besikisi Gamba Tolis Meriglayim. Is there Dine Hanhogas Besikisi that we're learning over here also when a person is urinating? So he says, he brings the Gemara in Bukhairis, Sha'os Latsnaig, Latsnaig, Vetsniz Vatos Meritos Mayim Shukhshaskan, he says, Umitamze, Humashabaharbe, Makaimis Hukbu, Beched the Echot, Makaimis Harbe Latolis Meriglayim. Sometimes you'll have urinals you'll have one big urinal against the wall, and many of them in one room. The Avshav Dina Seina Shehu Akol B'Bayis, even though it's in a room, Ve'ein Tzarech Lotzeis Achutz, you don't have to go outside. Ha'yev Shalas is Gam B'Mechitzos Kedei Sheyeh B'Tznius V'Lei Yesh Shum Chashash Sekana. Says that, however, he speaks out over here, if you have a choice to use a place where there are urinals without mechitzas separating them, or to go into a room, then a vadi should go into a room. He says if it's yafshes, then you can use those urinals. But it's before over here that if the mechitzas is between the urinals, then it's fine. It's just like going into a room. That's also fine. We find in the Gemara Gittin that it says when a person goes to a basic kisei, he should say his chavdu mechubadim, because the person, the malachim that are being malavah, the person don't go into the basic kisei, they stay outside the basic kisei. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this down, but the Shulchan Aruch ends off va'achshav le'nogel amra, but now the meaning is not to say it. And Beis Yosef explains because Beis Yosef says that he brings it from the Avudra. That the Shein Loim Zel Yirei Shemayim V'Chosid Sheshchina Shaira Olaf Aval Inish Achrina Loim Shem the Mechzik Yuhara. So, and he says, and that's why it was in this battle in our Deiris from saying it, because we're not holding on that Darga that we have, that we're going with this with the Shechina, that we have to say is Chavdu Mechubadim. Obviously, if the Shulchan Aruch is bringing down and saying "va'achshol enogel amra," it means he believes that maybe there are yechidim, or that we could reach that darga of saying it. Otherwise, why does he have to bring it down at all? So, could be. Okay. So now we have over here the dinim of the basic kisei. It says leigal satzvah sheyesh v'gam vine. If he's moving his bowel movements in a place where there's no mechitzes, he chavim sheipanim ledarim v'acharev letzafanei ibcha. Avei mizuch lemayrba, between the east and the west, aser. If yesh mechitzes, however, the walls, yachalut es b'chol inyin, im acharev letzare mechitza, lahashtem b'chol inyin. Fine. Leyifnem fnei shum adam, one should not move his bowel movements in front of any other person. V'afilu b'fnei akom aser. Avlahash demut afilu b'yoyim b'fnei rabim im tzorch l'kach. V'shem d'ika sakana. The Gemara Mukher says the sakana miyatzes atzman. Komogim yesh le'estalik l'stol m'she. At least go to the side. Okay, miyatzeshem, next week we'll continue with Sif Gimel. Make it a great day.
Same share is not applied for your meeting.
What do you say?
Same share would not apply for your meeting. It's more than your meeting if you're not applying for license or
something. Because the word about it is coming over the ocean.
How long you can wait.
Ah.